Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Yeah, welcome back. We're coming up to 6:42. Although the threatened 200% tariffs, which Donald Trump have yet to be applied on European spirits, the imposition of an across-the-board tariff of 10% and a strengthening euro is already having a chilling effect on Irish whiskey and gin exports to America. Only last week, Killarney Distillery went into examinership. Production in other distilleries might have already paused as well, and the future viability could be in question for smaller companies. Pat Rigney is the owner of Shed Distillery, which makes Drumshambo whiskies and gins, and is with us now. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Joe.
What's it like out there for whiskey and gin makers?
Well, in terms of the US market, which is about 50% of all exports, it's particularly challenging. The world changed on January 20th with the arrival of the new administration. We had the threat of 200% tariffs, but we have now got a 10% tariff. The dollar has devalued by 10%, so you take that together, that's roughly a 20% hit at a time when the consumer in the US is very price sensitive, and arguably the hospitality industry and part of retail in the US is in recession already. So challenging times. Obviously, we have a very resilient industry here, but it's a very different environment than even 6 months ago.
And it's interesting because there are so many new whiskey and especially gin brands out there that weren't there 20 years ago. And so they're going to face a major challenge.
Well, we've 50 distilleries now up and running in the country, and many of those are really fledgling, you know, at this stage. They're leaving the nest with their brands and heading, you know, to the US, obviously, and other markets. So it's a tough time. A lot of production has paused in the country at the moment in order to preserve cash. And I think that's a good decision for those that have made that move. But clearly, we're in very different waters. It's very uncertain out there at the moment. And people are just, I think, biding their time to see how things progress.
Okay. Could some of those new players go to the wall?
It is possible. It is a knife edge for many, I believe. Mm. And therefore, we need to do everything possible, certainly within Ireland, within what's under our control, to support them to get through this period, because the drinks industry is a long game. And also, I think it's important to recognise what many of these brands do for the country in terms of Ireland Inc. For many consumers around the world, their first encounter with Ireland is a glass of whiskey or a cream liqueur or whatever it might be, or a beer. They form strong relationships with those brands, and then they ultimately come and travel here and visit the home of the brand. So these brands have a very important role to play, not just in themselves, but for the country. And also, many of them are based right across rural Ireland with very solid jobs in rural areas.
You mentioned there's things that we could do here. Give us an example of things that we can do here over the next few months and potentially longer.
Well, I think for all brands heading out into the world, it's very strong, very important to have a strong home base. That's step one. So a supportive environment in Ireland, I think, is important. I think secondly, you know, Borbia and Enterprise Ireland have done some excellent work in supporting us. That needs to continue. I think we need to double down on that. And I think what's interesting about this situation, the challenges that face the big companies and the small companies together. And I chair Drinks Ireland. I'm very privileged to be in that position. And we're united. We're working together to support each other to get through this challenge. And I've no doubt that we'll come out of it stronger. But we do need to stick together, and we do need to ensure that we support each other where we can.
Now, the Enterprise Minister, is Peter Burke, is talking about pausing the health warning on labels. Will that help?
I think anything that reduces complexity will assist us. I noticed that the Swedish government, with their system Blaget, has also paused a number of new regulations. And I think the other thing to note, which I think is particularly important, is that the US, under a review of non-tariff barriers, have singled out that label proposed for here to be an issue. So we are a mark in that regard. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. The EU did stop plans to impose huge tariffs on US bourbon. So, in other words, the lobbying from this industry in Brussels paid off.
I think a combination of working together with our cousins in Kentucky, because we work very closely with the bourbon producers. Many of them represent our brands in the United States and vice versa here in Europe.
And you get some of your casks from them, I suppose, as well.
We do. And Ireland is the number one user of bourbon casks. 60% of all the casks produced in Kentucky come to Ireland for maturation of whiskey. So we don't want Europe to put tariffs on those casks either, which, you know, we need to get back to zero for zero. There was no tariffs up until very recently, and we traded very well with our cousins in the US.
Mm. You travel to the US quite a bit, Pat. You're not just wearing your Shed distillery hat, but wearing your Drinks Ireland hat. What's the mood like among consumers there? You mentioned that it's softening, if not already in recession.
I've been traveling to the US for 38 years, spending on each visit time in the front line. I would say the consumer is jittery at the moment. They're as uncertain as we are in this part of the world. I think that's been reflected in the stock market. I think that's been reflected at retail. Tourism is under pressure in the United States. As I understand it, Vegas is having a tough time, parts of Florida. So, you know, it's not all...
Do they blame Trump?
I think deep down they probably do, certainly for the tourism and so on. And I think everybody is looking for certainty now on both sides of the pond.
We saw the tourist numbers, according to the CSO data, which is being disputed by Tourism Ireland, the tourist numbers into this country were down notably in March compared to the previous year. And that's being examined by Tourism Ireland. Do you think that the American tourists might stay away this summer or next year?
As I understand it, the bookings for this year are good, and I would expect that, you know, this should be a good solid summer. I think there is a concern about 2026 if this uncertainty is to continue, and US consumers and travelers decide to stay home next year. They may stay home for a number of reasons, just the uncertainty. And they may feel unwelcome in Europe, but they are very welcome in Ireland, I can assure you.
Okay, Pat, listen, best of luck for you and your industry. That is Pat Rigney, the owner of Shed Distillery, which makes Drumshambo whiskies and gins. Back in a moment with all the post-holiday markets.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.